Okay, boys, so we're beginning a new perek daf tzadik beis omer aleph, starting the Mishnah dam chatas shenitas al habeged harizet toun kibus. What is this all about? This is not a very familiar halacha, even though this is a beferish pasuk in Parshas Tzav, perek vav. Pasuk Yud Zayin begins the parsha of Chatos. Vayidaber Shlomo Moshe Leima, Dabar Aharon Vel Banav Leima, so he's told us a Chatos. And then skipping a pasuk or two, it says in pasuk Chof, Kol Hashiyigah Bebsara Yikdash, Vasher Yizeh Midoma Al HaBeged, Asher Yizeh Oleha Techabes B'mokoyim Kodosh. If some of the blood which was intended for the Zerikas Hadam, or in the case of the Chatas, the Nesinas Hadam on the Koronis, all the way in the top of the Mizbeach, if some of that blood spritzed on someone's Beged, for instance on the Big Day Kohuna, then Techaves B'mokum Kodesh, you have to wash it, launder it, but you don't launder it by sending it to the Chinaman or to some other launderer. You have to go and launder it, B'mokum Kodesh, in the Azara. In the Azara, they must have had some sort of mini space that they set aside for a washing machine. And whenever you had this problem of dam splattering on one of the begodim, it had to be washed there, b'mokum kodesh, in the azar. Now the pasuk uses the term v'asher yizeh midoma twice. It says v'asher yizeh midoma, ala beged, asher yizeh oleho, techabes b'mokum kodesh. What is this double asher yizeh oleho? So we're going to see him yet to Shem in the next few days, and a little bit today, that the din of this kibbutz begodim, the mokum kodesh, on the blood that splattered, is talking about a situation where the blood has not been used yet for the zrikas hadam, and it's ready, willing, and able, meaning it's not possible blood, Baruch Hashem, it's kosher blood, it's inside the mizrak, and then somehow there was some sort of accident of sorts, some of that blood got onto the begodim of the kohen, then the chabes b'mokoyim kodesh. However, if the blood has already been used for zrikas hadam, and for instance, the kohen is now passing the mizbeach, and then whilst he's passing the mizbeach, some of the blood on the mizbeach came on his begodim. No din of the chabes b'mokoyim kodesh. It doesn't mean that one should continue using the begodim. One should go and remove them and have a kibbutz. But it doesn't have to be a kibbutz from Makom Kadosh. You can go and do the kibbutz anywhere. Because this requirement is only on the dam which is ro'ui l'hazor, has not been used yet. It's going to be used shortly. It's going to go on to the Kohen's Beged. The Chabbis Makom Kadosh. So with this brief introduction, let's see. The Mishnah says, Dam Chatosh Nitzas Ala Beged. Harizeton kibbutz. It has to have kibbutz again in a mokum kodesh in the azor. Alva bishen akosam adaber ele b'nei cholos. Even though, if you look at the psukim in that context, it suggests that the only time you have to worry about this if you're talking about a chatos which is ne'achal. Why would I say that? Shenemar b'mokum kodesh teyochel. Oh, so if you go back now again in the same parsha in Parshas Tzav, if you go back one pasuk. Pasuk Yutes Hakoyne Mechati Oiso Yoichlena B'Mokum Kodesh Teochel B'Chatzar Oil Moed. This is telling us that generally all Kabbonis Chatos, these are all Kodshi Kodeshim. After you go and do this Zrikas Adam, then you take out the Emorin, you put that on the Mizbeach, but the rest of it is Nechel Kahanim. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. B'Mokum Kodesh Teochel, eat it in the Azara because it's Kodshi Kodeshim. And only the next pasuk after that says, oh, by the way, if any of the dam splattered on the begodim of the kohen, then techab is mokum kodesh. So it sounds like we're talking about dafka, those which are ne'echolois. Now you're saying to yourself, well, every chatos is ne'echolos. No, that's not true. Only the chatois achitzoinois were ne'echolois, the chatois apnimiois were not ne'echolois. What did they do with the chatois apnimiois? They were torn treifa on the basis treifa, on the basis deshen, outside Michutz Lamachna. So says the Mishnah, even though Avo Bishena Kosmadabra El Benecholish and Mokum Kodesh Teochil, the halach applies to Echad and Necholish, the Echad Apnimiois, the same halach applies to Unais Kiba Shenemar. Why? Because the beginning of that parashah, Parshas Tzav, begins Zois toiras achatos. Whenever you see that word toiras, typically Chazal darshan toira achas achol achatos. It's a riboy to tell you, not only those which are befeirish, necholos, but even those which are not necholos, like pinimiois, same halacha applies. Full stop. Next halacha. Chatas psula. What happens if the chatas was possible? What means it was possible? We'll give examples in the Mishnah momentarily. So that you cannot use that dam anymore for Zerika Saddam. So then if some of that dam got on a begin of a koyin, ein doma to'un kibbutz. There's no din of kibbutz and makom kadosh, because it's not dam which is royal hazo'a, and that's what the pasuk says, ashayizola. So now, what type of chatzat psula do we mean? Says the Mishnah, bein shehoisel hashasa koisha, ubein sheloi hoisel hashasa koisha. Whether or not it had a shasa koisha, or it didn't have a shasa koisha. So, what are examples of that? Hezi shehoisel hashasa koisha, shelona, vishenitma, vishiyotzis. That means originally the carbon, when they did the shechita, was done perfectly. And the Kabbalah Saddam was done perfectly. And then the halacha Saddam was done perfectly. But before the zrika Saddam, lona, that dam took a rest. It went to bed. Falash and Lina. How long did it sleep? It slept till after Shkia time. Is this dam now Roy anymore for Zrika? No. And so therefore, if it gets on the coin's bag, and no din of kibbutz, the makam kodesh. Or shenitma. Unfortunately, this dam en route to the Mizbeach for the purposes of Zrika, unfortunately, became Tomei. How did it become Tomei? Came Tom because it touched an Avela, touched a dead Sheret, and touched a person who was Tomei. Anyway, it became Tomei. And what happens now with that blood? You cannot use it for Zrika. The Kohen gets very frustrated. I can't use it for Zrika. He's ready to pour it out into the Oma, and then some of it, as he's pouring, splatters on his big day kahuna, somebody else's big Adam. Yes, of course, you have to have kibbutz, but not kibbutz b'mokoyim kodosh, because this is blood which is now disqualified from asher yizeh oleh. Or fishiyotis, what happens if this blood went outside the azara? It became posel b'yotzei. So now if it comes back in and you want to use it as rika saddam, you cannot. If there's another kois available, we had a couple of days ago in the Moria, they had the meshuya, they had the other kois. Oh, so we could talk about the other kois. But this kois is for sure, it's possible, because it's possible, I'd say, they got in somebody's baguette, no din of kibbutz, but mock and cottage. So in each one of these cases, we had a situation where the korban had a shasa kosher initially, and unfortunately, at the last minute or whatever, it became possible. Now, vezi shalai, it's a shasa kosher, never had a shasa kosher. At the time of the Shechita, whoever shechted said, we're going to go and eat this carbon tomorrow, or if you're talking about a regular carbon, which is only Nechali Yom Echad, or if the Shlom, we're going to eat it in 2 days from now, or Chutzlim Koima, we're going to eat it at a Hanukkah party, which I'm going to sponsor in Tel Aviv, Chutzlim Koima. What's the din? Of course, if it's a carbon chattas, you don't have to go to Tel Aviv. It means even outside the Azara, in Yerushalayim itself, we're going to have a Hanukkah party, we're going to go and eat from that carbon. These are all machshavos which passel the carbon, and they passel it from the outset. So already at the time of the Shechita, it did not have a Shasa Kosher. Till the Shechita it had. It was a perfect carbon. It wasn't a Roiv of an Irva. It wasn't a Nevad or a Mukta, and not an Esnan, a Mechir Kelev. So in that sense, it had a Shasa Kosher. It was kosher Karbanis. However, from the moment of the Avodah, as soon as he did the Shechita, it became possible immediately on the spot. Or Shekiblu Psulim Estama. He had Koyhanim or Psulim, the Moshel, the Koyin was Tomei, or the Koyin was a Balmum, or whatever. And he was Bekabal Adam, so the Kabbalah was not good. So that's also considered to be that this Dam didn't have a Shasa Koyshe, even though the Shechita was okay. But the Dam, from the moment of the Dam spurting into that Mizrak, it was already possible from that moment. Anyway, in connection with all of these domim which are psulim, that adin is ein tom ein doma to an kibbutz again, because the pasuk says that sheyiz oled has to be ro uife hazon.
If there's a suffix, and the kohen finds at the end of his mishmar, he sees, oh, I have a spot of blood here. I have a suffix. It's a suffix dorsal chomer.
Okay, and then since he has to take it off anyway because it's dirty, so if he doesn't know whether it was inside or outside, whether it was from the Dam HaSheyiz or already or before, yeah, okay, you're right, sure. To Makom Kadosh. Yishak the Gemara. Now we quote again from the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah told us that even though the Parsha is only talking about Ne'echolois, because of the fact that it says the word Toiras, it comes to include even the Primis. Zok the Gemara, Dam Chatos. take out the word shemesa, we're just quoting the Mishnah, dam chattas shenitas b'chuli. Zok timar, and v'i toira achas l'chol chattois, afel chattas o'if nami. Says the Gemara, you're telling me Torah Achas, that Torah comes to include not only the Ne'echolis, but also the Nisrofois, the Penimiois. Why not to use that Torah even to go and include a Chatzas Oif? That if Chatzas Oif before the Hazor, before the Mitzui, if a drop fell onto the Big Dekuna, the same Halacha should go and apply. If a Chatzas Oif Nami, Aloma, Tanya, how can we learn in the Braisa? Yochel te dam chatas oif, toin kibbus. I would have thought that dam chatas oif also requires kibbus of the begotten Tam Aloimar, Zois. Zois is the same posik. In fact, it's one word before the word Torah Sachatos. The posik begins Zois Torah Sachatos. So from the word Torahs, we have a riboy that's marba ul chatois, not only those which are neecholois, but even the pnimiois. The Zois, however, is used as a mir and says, yep, not the chatos oif. Frank tomorrow, why not? Why don't we say that Torahs is such a huge, broad umbrella that not only does it include the penimiyos, it includes the chatzas oif as well. Why is it in the brayse? Yochel teichat dam chatzas oif toin kibus tamoloy mezois. Why don't we say that it's encompassed in the ribuy of toiras? Omer shlokim shibar kapara. Omer kra tishochet v'nishchatos akosim medaber. Oh, what does it say? Tishochet. So you have here in the Torah Ora Shalem, same pasuk, we're constantly quoting the same pasuk, Zoyis Torah Sachatos, B'mkoyim, Asher Tishachet O'ayla, Tishachet Achatos, Shchita. What do you do with the Chatos Oif? You do Malika. So therefore, Nishchotos, V'loi Nimlokos, the Kosim Adab. That's what the pasuk's talking about. So Frank, you want to Oy Bazoy. Once you're making such a beautiful diuk, Tishachet, Nishchotos, and not Nimlokos, the Eimim and Echolos, the Kosim Adab. Only the necholes. Our penimius loy. Let's go and exclude penimius. Just like you're excluding the nimlokos from the shchita, from the tishochet. Why don't we also exclude penimius from the fact that it says makom kadosh teyachel be a necholes akosim adaber? Says my no loy. Rabbi Rachman at Torah. That's what we said in the Mishnah. It says zois Torah zechatas a riboy. So why don't you use that riboy to include a chatas oif and don't go and tell me nishchotos v'loy nimlokos? Toiras, toira achas. So Gemara, miyad rachman azoyis, it says azoyis, it's shreit chamiyot. So the bottom line is, what the Gemara is telling us is, in the very same pasuk, two words, one next to each other, I have a miyot and a riboy. From the miyot, I'm saying exclude the chatas oif. From the riboy, I'm saying include the pnimiyos. Why don't you go and say just the opposite? Why don't you go and say there's a zois, which is the miut that comes to exclude the pnimiyos, and say the toiras comes to include the chatas oif? Says Imar Mistab, the chatas behema pnimiyos havle rebuye. It makes more sense al pisvara, since I have a riboy and a miut, to be marve the chatas behema pnimiyos instead of the chatas oif. Why? Because there are seven or eight similarities between the ne'echolis, meaning the chitzoinois, as opposed to the pnimiois. Many, many similarities. What are the similarities? So Timur, number one, shekem behemoth. Both of them are behemoths. Both the one that you do b'chitzoin and the one that you do p'pnimia, they're both behemoths. Both of them are the din of shechita, not a din of malika. Both of them have a din of tzofin. Chatas oif, as we know, you don't have a din of tzofin. Instead, in fact, you do it chomba makom bazara. And where normally did they the shechita? Not the shechita, then the malika.
Southwest corner of the Azara.
Exactly. Very, very good. Is a bazoi. So we have already three similarities so far between the chitzonis penimiyos. These are both behemoths. Here, chatas oif is an oif. These require shechita. This requires a malika. This requires tzofin. Here, you can do it anywhere. Both of them, the penimiyos and the chitonis kabbalas kli, you need a mizrak to mekabel the blood at the time of the shechita. Mashenk in the chatas oif, you do a hazor from the neck itself, and you do a mitzvah from the neck itself. And you have the din of keren. Keren means by a chatas, whether it's a chatois or chitonis. You go to the four kronis on the top of the mizbeach. Or the chatois or penimiyos, part of the dam is put on the kron of the Mizbeach HaPanim, the Mizbeach HaZov, Mizbeach HaKtoires, the Etzba, and you place it with Tovel HaKoines, Etzboi Badom, you do it with the Etzba, V'chud, and it's at the Chudo Shel Keren, that is the edge of the Keren. You remember we had a machloikis about this earlier on in our Masechta on Daf Nun Gimel, exactly where you put the blood of the Korban Chatos. It was a machloikis between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Rebbe Shimon. According to Rebbe, you put it on the Koranis themselves, but anywhere on the Koranis, it doesn't make a difference. In fact, one Gemara said there was a hole in the middle of the Keren, so you can even insert the blood inside that hole on the Keren. So that was one view. The other view was, you don't have to go all the way to the Keren, it has to be parallel to the upper Koranis, but you can even put it on the right or on the left of the Keren of the Mizbeach, not the Koranis on the top, but the corner of the Mizbeach. As long as you do it Chuda, you can go and do it with your finger down the side. So Tosis points out that L'chayre saying both Keren and Chuda together is not according to either of these two Mandiyamar. They're really mutually exclusive. One says you do it on the Keren, tak all the way on top, and the other one says they don't have to be on top, you can put it on the side, and as long as it's L'malim Michuta Sikra, you can go and do it on the Chuda, on the edge of the corner. So Tosis says that that's what the Gemara means to say, that whether you learn like Rebbe, or you learn like Rebbe Shimon, it requires either the Keren or the Chuda. Masha'enke, when you're talking about the Chatas Oif, it's just Al Kira Mizbeach. There's no special din of going to the top. There's no special din of doing it on the edge of the Mizbeach. In fact, it's not Lamala Michuta Sikra, it's Lamata, etc. And there's no din of Etzba, putting your finger inside the Mizrak and placing the blood. And the Ishim, we'll say it's the Ishim, and you're talking about both of those Kabbalists, that is the Chatas HaPnimi and the Chatas HaChitzayna, both of them have a din of Aymarin that you put on the fire. When it comes to Chatas HaOif, it's Kula Ne'achal L'Koyhanim, there are no Aymarin, nothing to speak of putting on top of the Maroch.
The Chatas HaPnimi is going on the Ishim? I thought they're entirely burnt, they're taken outside and burnt.
That's what I was thinking also.
The Aymarin go on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it is all taken outside. Zokti Gemara. So I have all of these similarities that we just enumerated between the Chatzos HaChitzayin and the Chatzos HaPnimius. Zokti Gemara Ba'adrab. Look at all the similarities that we have between the Chatzos HaOif and between the Chitzayin and the Chatzos Behema. What are those similarities? Chatzos HaOif Avle Rebuy Shekein Chutz Kemoisa. They're both Bachutz. Here, both in the Chatzos HaOif, you do everything bachutz, nothing inside the pnimi, as well as chatzos chitzoina. That's why it's called chatzos chitzoina. It's all bachutz. Masha enki in the chatzos pnimi, yes, you have to do zrika or hazois inside the pnimis. That's one similarity. And vachila kamoisa, a regular chatzos you eat, and the chatzos ha'oif you eat. Masha enki in the chatzos pnimi is burned outside. So ibazois, you see all of these similarities as well. So Timur b'hanach nafishin, it's 7-2 or 8-2, and therefore it's much more mistaba. Therefore, saying toiras is a riboy, that we're going to take a case which is much more similar in the 7 or 8 different ways, and that is the chatzos pnimis and the chatzos chitoina. Mashenkin the chatzos oif only has two, so it makes more sense to say that the zois, which is the miut, excludes the chatzos oif. So that's beautiful. First teretz kivaltik. Rav Yosef Omar, I have another teretz. What's my other teretz? Rav Yosef Omar, Omar Kro Yechleno. Now, where does it say Yechleno? So here you have the benefit of Torah Shalom. Koine Machati Oisa, the koine that is bringing this carbon on behalf of the Baalim. It doesn't only mean the koine himself, it means all the Chabura of that day's base Av, that they are bringing the Kabbalah that day. Machati Oisa Yechleno. It's it, Yechleno. So that's a. And the Gemara is being medayik that the Yechlenah doesn't say Yoichal or Mamokam Kodesh Teyochel. It says Yoichlenah, you eat it. So what is that coming to tell you? It, Yechlenah lezu, v'loy lacheres, only this one which is eaten, which one which is eaten, your normal Chatzis Behema, and not the other one, and not the Chatzis Hu Oif, even though that's also Ne'echal, but Yechlenah means this one, and not the other one. Aha. So Timur, Menechol is Mi'edah Kosef. And therefore, Necholois, and that's why we're excluding the Chatas Oif. Pray to more about the Zois, Lamalisa, what do I need the Zois for now? The whole basis of excluding Chatas Oif in the Omer Aleph was the Shade Zois. In fact, that was a Brisa that the Gemara brought the Zois. What did we have back in the Omer Aleph? Talmaloimar, Omer Lishom Shimar Kapara, Omer no. Tanya, that was 3 lines into the Gemara. Tanya Yochel Tehei Chatzis Dam Chatzis Oif Toin Kibas Tamaloimer Zois. It's Tanya, it's the Chabraiser. And our Rav Yosef, of course, is an Amoira. So how is Rabbi Yosef arguing the Braisha Shteitach that the diuk to go and exclude Chatzalif from Zois, and he's saying it's from Yechlana. El Zois Lamali. So you want Ilav Zois, if he didn't have Zois, have a mini Yechlana, Orche Dekra. I might have thought that the word Yechlana, when it says Yechlana, is Lav Davke. It doesn't really mean eat this one as opposed to something else and to exclude something. And Rashi says, in fact, we find other Lishoinois here in the parish of Chatos, Rashi on the fifth line, Kol Inyim Loshen Zeh Nemar, Tishochet HaChatos Bibsaroh Midama. From its basar, from its dam, instead of just saying basar or dam, or talking about chatois generally, which would be a lashon rabim, it's basar, it's dam. Oh, so you're eating this one. So that's orchid akra, that's, you know, that's the context of the pasuk, that's how the pasuk is speaking. No special kavonis over here. Kamashulun, that's why I have the zois to go and tell you, no, this yechlen is special. It's not just orchid akra. It's lezu v'loy lachers. So even Rav Yosef needs to come on to the zois, but he uses that zois to prop up the drosha of Yechlana that you shouldn't say lav dafka. No, it's dafka, dafka. So we have again now our second answer, why the chatas, oh, if there's no din of kibus begodim, if some of that dam spritzes onto the beged of the coin. Rab Omar, I have another raya, another answer. Omakrat says in the pasuk Ashiyiza Midama. That's the pasuk that we quoted already a couple of times. If you want to see it inside here again, Torah Ora Shalom Kolashiga Bsori Yikdash. Ashiyiza Midama Ala Beged Ashiyiza Leah the Chabes Mokum Kodesh. They use the term of Hazor. Now the term of Hazor really is not fully appropriate if you're talking about a Chatos Chitzoyna. Hazor has the meaning of spritzing. Sprinkling. Here you're not spritzing or sprinkling. The kohen goes all the way to the top of the mizbeach and he puts the tovel etzboi badom, and then afterwards he puts a drop of it from his finger on the four kronos or on the chudoi shel mizbeach, as we spoke out before. But there's no really hazor to speak about. Therefore, says the Gemara, says Rabbi, it's punk fakert. What we would say, if it was Purim, we'd say v'nahapachu, that this pasuk is only talking about pnimiyos. It's not talking about chitzoinos. Because pnimiyos, what do you do with the blood? Your maza in front of the peroiches. Achas, achas, v'yachas. Yeah, well, I don't know. You don't do eight times. Except for, of course, Yom Kippur. But normally you just do seven times. Okay. Anyway, so you do hazois. So that's Yizoles Taka talking about those which are panimiyos and not the nechol. It's just the opposite of what we've been saying until now. And therefore, that's why we include the panimiyos. It's not that we're including the panimiyos. As we'll see in a moment, the Gemara is going to say, we include the necholos. The ikar is the panimiyos. And that's why, that's what we include with the toiras and not exclude with the word zois. Because we're talking about a zois. Because of Adam. Not Freitimara, not Vahotanya, it should say Vahotanan. In Unzer Mishnah we learned, Alpha Pisha in a Kosamadabra, Eleben Echolois. That's how the Mishnah begins, even though the Pasuk is talking about Echolois, because it says in the Pasuk, Mokum Kodesh Yeyachel, what's the lesson? Mokum Kodesh Teyachel. So we're talking about Echolois. Right? The Mishnah, second line of the Mishnah, Alpha Pisha in a Kosamadabra, Eleben Echolois, Mokum Kodesh Teyachel. And now you're turning things on its head. And you're saying that the main thrust of the pasuk and the main thrust of this halacha is talking about the panimiyos, which are not necholos. So, Ibazoi, I don't understand you. Rabbi, are you arguing with our Mishnah Hatanan? Alpha Pishnah Kosmadaba Ella ben Echolos. And for the Gemara, it says, Rabbi, you have to insert a few words parenthetically in the Mishnah. That's Le'inyan Marika Ushtifa. What do you mean, Marika Ushtifa? Who's talking about Marika Ushtifa? Yeah. If you go now back to Parshas Tzav, the pasuk Chof Aleph, Uchli Cheres Asher Tevushal Vo Yishover. If you go and cook that Korban Chatos in a Kli Cheres, eventually you're going to have to break the Kli Cheres because it's going to have the Bliois of Noisar. And as we know, when it comes to Kli Cheres, you can't toivel it, you can't go and kasher it. Shvi Rosan Zuhi. Oh, so you're going to have to go and break it. However, in Bechlin Choshes Bushal, if you didn't have metal kli, then we should have more, you have to do Mariku Shtifa. Mariku Shtifa, we'll see later on, the Masechta means a very thorough cleansing. How thorough? Vuz ven bi? Mitchum will get to that. But in the meantime, Umarik Vashutum Moyen. Ah, so says now Rabbah, when you were learning the Mishnah, we have to understand the Mishnah a little bit differently than we understood it until now. And we start off the Mishnah again, that Afol Pi, She'ein ha'kosim medaber el menacholos. Even though when it comes to Hilchos Mariku Shtifa, there we're talking about Ne'acholos. Now, why would I say that Mariku Shtifa we're talking about Ne'acholos? First of all, al pi svara, why am I going and doing Mariku Shtifa on the Klina Choshes? Because the Klina Choshes bushale, it was cooked. Now, why did I cook it? Because I'm going to go and eat from this. I'm not going to eat it raw, I'm going to eat it cooked. Ah, therefore, Mariku Shtifa Mamoy. Rashi points out the next pasuk says, "Kol zorcha by kahanim yoicha loisa loshen achila." Ah, so therefore, when it says in our Mishnah, "Then alfu bishin akosim medabel menecholis," even though by Mariku Shtifa it's talking about necholis. However, avalinian kibbus, which is the focus of our Mishnah, ashe yizeksev, and therefore the primary thrust of the pasuk is talking about the pnimiyos and not the necholis. Or not the chitzonis. Frey Timora, Ihochi, let's continue on in the Mishnah, the next few words. Echan echolis v'echar apnimiyois b'mashma, that I'm learning that not only the din of necholis, but also apnimiyois. Based on what you're telling me, the Mishnah should start off the other way around. That legabi hilchus kibus, echar apnimiyois v'echan echolis miboyle, because you're telling me that the ikar of the Mishnah is the asher yizela, that's the apnimiyois. So then it's punkt verkehrt in the way what it says in our Mishnah. Says, you're right. Tanei, make an emendation. Echad apnimiyos ve'echad necholos. You have to go and switch around those words too. According to Rabbi, you have to do a fair amount of surgery. So now that I have concluded that the Pasuk is talking about shigiz about apnimiyos, how do I know necholos from the Pasuk of Toiras? That echad toira achas lechol chatois, including necholos. So now we're going to start the same kasha again. Why don't you go and say that this word toiras is a broad umbrella, and not only is including the necholois, but it's also including the chatas oif. Why don't we say that the chitzonius as well, the necholois, they should also be excluded with the word zois, only those which are pnimiois, and not those which are the chitzonios. Tomorrow, Riba Toiras, Shtetan Pasik Toiras, to go and say Toirachas. Sorry, but Zois, so go back to square one, so let's include the Chatzas Oif, it says Toiras. Yeah, but there it says Zois. So then we should go and exclude also the Necholis. No, there's a word Toiras. Again, the same Kash as in the Amid Aleph, Umar Isa, why do you use the Toiras, which is the Riboy, to include not only the Pnimiyos, but also Necholis, the Chitzonios? And why do you use the word Zois to exclude the Chatas Oif, instead of excluding the Chitzonios, the Necholis? And again, the Gemara says the same as before, Stavra. Chatas Behema, Havali, the Riboy. It makes more sense to go and be Marba with the Toiras. The Chatas Behema, in this case, be Marba, the Necholos, as opposed to the Chatas Oif. Why? Shekain. And now the Gemara goes through the exact same list that we had before, word for word. The only difference, of course, is that on the Amud Aleph, we said that the Pasuk is talking about Necholos. How do I know that Toiras includes the Pnimiyos? Because of all of these similarities. Now we're turning it on its head, and it's the other way around. The Torah is talking about the Pnimiyos. How do I know to include the Chitzonis and the Echolos? Again, for the very same similarities that we had before. Again, both of them are behemois. Both of them require Shechita. Both of them require Tzavoin. Both of them have the Kabbalah's Kli, the Mizrach that takes the Dam. Both of them require either the Keren or the Chuda, depending on Rebbe, Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon, the Taptoises that we spoke about. Both of them require the Etzba, the Tovah Lakoinis, and Tzvoi Badon. Both of them require Ishim, that you have to go put Eimerin on the Mizbech. All of these are Shaykh by both Karbonites, but not by the Karbon Chatas Oif. Frank Timura. Adarabba Chatas Oif, Ava Leila Rebuya. We should include the Chatas Oif. Now here, we don't have the same list that we had on top of the Yomid, because on top of the Yomid, remember we were talking about Ne'echolois, the Chitzonois, and we wanted to include the Chatas Oif, and we said there are two similarities. What is two similarities? Number one, Chatas Oif is just like your Chitzonois, that they're both done b'chutz, mash'enkin the Pnimiyos, which are bifnim. That doesn't work over here, because here we're talking about that the parish is talking about the Pnimiyos, and there's no similarity to the Chatas Oif b'chutz. Quite to the contrary, it's the exact polar opposites. Here it goes the Pnimi, and here it stays out the Chitzonia. So that doesn't work. What was the second one that we had at the top? Necholos. That Necholos Kemoisa. That's one big problem. The panimiyos are not nechal, so he can't go and say the chatzas oiva similar to the panimiyos. So oiva zoi, so which way are they similar? Instead of two, we're only down to one. Why chatzas oiva verbuya shekin hazo kemois? Oh, there is one similarity. Just like the panimiyos, you do the hazois in front of the paraiches. Here by the korban chatzas, it says v'hiza by the chatzas oiv. V'hiza, you're going to give a bisla spritz by holding on to the tzavar of the oif, and you give it a snap, a little jerk, and a drop falls off and goes onto the Kiram Mizbeach. But the Torah refers to it with the Lashon of Hiza. Ooh, so then that's a good reason to go and say that the Torah is including not only the Chatois HaPenimiois, but also the Chatois Oif. So why am I including the Chatois Chitzoinios? Let's go and the Chatois Behem, the Chatois Chitzoin, the Chatois Neachelis. Why don't I go and include the Chatois Oif? And the Gemara tells the same Torah as before. Kahanach Mefishan. Here you had seven or eight similarities, and here you only have Nebuch, only one. So, with this we have concluded this whole discussion. Three reasons why the Chatzis Oif is not included in the Kibbutz Begadim, either because of Zeus, or because of Yechlana, birth with a little bit of a boost from the word Zeus. And according to Rabbah, the reason is because of the Chatzis Penimiois is the Iker, and if I have to go and assign one of the two to the Zois and one to the Toiras, it's much better to go and use the Zois to exclude the Chatzis Oif, because there's only one similarity altogether. Start a new shtickle.
So this is only the Chatzis, if you have Dam from the Ola.
Based on our Gemara so far, only Chatzis. Yes. We're going to have a whole parak Dam Chatzis. But okay. I believe the answer is correct, what you're just saying, that only by Chatzis and not by other Kabbalas. But we'll see, Mitch. Boy Reb Oven. Now this is a new shtickel, unrelated to kibbutz. The reason why we're bringing this halacha is because we're going to try to bring a raya subsequently from kibbutz. But in the meantime, we're talking about another parallel halacha, which is very, very special, also brought by a karma chatas. And earlier on in Masechta, we had a machloikis, whether this is just by a chatas or other kabbanis as well. Now what does it say? By chatos in pasuk chov gimel, v'chol chatos hashiyuva midomel oil moy lecharva koydesh lo yisiyachel. How did we learn pshat according to Chazal, not the poshut pshat, right, with Ramban that we discussed the other day, but rather this pasuk is talking about a chatos where the dam was brought illegally or inappropriately into the panimi. In other words, it's a regular normal kum chatos brought by Yankel Smith, and Yankel Smith said to the kohen, you know, I did such a terrible chait, I can't even describe it to you. Please, I want you to go and bring this chatzis in the highest form with it, so I should get a full kapara. So the koyin, either not knowing the halacha, or not being so bright, or just making a mistake, he went and took this chatzis, and instead of bringing it outside, he brought it into the heichal. He brought the dam of the chatzis into the heichal, for purposes of hazois on the paroiches and on the mizbeach hapanimi. What he did was very, very well intentioned, but unfortunately
illegal,
inappropriate. He should not have done it. And if he did it, you know what happens to that chatas? You brought some of the dam in. The carbon is possible. Eishti sareis. You got to go and throw it on the base hadeshin in the azara area where you throw all the possible carbons. So don't bring your chatas chitzoina into the panimi. Now here we're talking about a chatas behema poshet. What happens if I brought the dam of the chatas oif into the heichel inappropriately? Would the same halacha apply?
No.
Now, yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, well that's one of the two tzedodim of the Gemara. So whatever you would have said, you'd given the right answer. You did the right thing.
Well, I studied it.
So I'm sure. Anyway, thank you very much. Welcome aboard. Great to have you back. Baruch Rei V'Chayim.
Thank you.
Okay, anyway, so getting back to the pasuk over here, we're talking about the chatas where the blood was brought into the oil moyed. No good. Now we're talking about the chatas oif where the blood is being brought in. The Gemara doesn't assume that you're going to take the blood from that korm chatas and put into a mizrak, into a kli, and bring it into the... But there's so little blood to talk about. It's a drop of blood, two drops of blood. You fill up a mizrak. Ah. So therefore, Frank the Gemara, what's going to be the case? It's a shayla. It's a shkakash. It's a shayla. You took the whole chatas oif lock, stock, and barrel, with whatever minimal blood it had, but it was there inside the tzavar. This is talking about before you did the hazor on the mitzvah of that dam, chatzis oif, on the kira mizbeach, but instead you brought it into the heicha with the blood still in the tzavar. Ma, tzavara kikli shoris dami, umifsel, do you go and say that the tzavar of the chatzis oif is the legal equivalent of the blood of the chatzis behema that goes into the klisharis, that goes into the kelim? And therefore, just like the pasuk says, if you bring the blood from the chatzis behema, if the carbon is possible, so maybe the same thing applies to the blood of the chatzis oif that comes in. Maybe it's also possible. Oidilma, or maybe not. Not that the tzavar oif is like a klisharis. Maybe the chatzis oif, the blood in the tzavar, is like the blood in the tzavar of a behema. Oidilma tzavar behema. But the Gemara is telling us that it's a dove poshet to us that if you took, instead of taking the mizrak of blood into the heichel, the person took the whole animal into. Can you imagine if it was a par? Holy cow! They're bringing the whole animal with all of the blood spurting out, and he brings it into the heichel. He brings it into
the bird. A little drops were spilling out the back.
Exactly. Anyway, so, or maybe it's Ketzavah Behema, where the Torah says that if you brought blood midama, what's the lashon apostle? Chalchatish yuva midama al oil moed. You brought the dam in. Amrachman v'lei psara. Not that we're taking the whole behema in. So maybe just like by the behema, this din of the bringing in the blood would not apply. Maybe by the oif, when you bring the blood into with a tzavar oif, it doesn't apply. It's toshima. So let's try to bring it right. We have a brisa. The brisa is a very interesting brisa. It's talking about pirchasa v'nichnasa lefnim v'chazra. What happens if the bird, after what had a malika, this bird did such a jerking around, it was a bird after all, and it flew even post-mortem into Lefnim, into the Heichel, and it returned. Did this ever happen in real life? I don't know. I assume it did not. But at least theoretically, were it to occur that you had a bird that kept on jerking, even post-Malika. Obviously, he was not very comfortable, was not happy with the situation with his Malika. He realized, or it realized, that it's one of the avoidis koshes from a Migdash and says, I want out of here, or I want in here, and went, flew all the way into the Heichel.
So this place is not for the birds.
The reason why the bird was doing it was on a fly. So what does it say? Birchas of anichlas alifnim, because, and then afterwards it came back again. Ksheira, it's still kosher.
He decided to wing it.
Very good. So that's what it says in the Braise. Now the Gemara is making a diuk. Huh. Why are we talking about such a funny case, Pirchusa, that the bird flew in on its own? What happens if the owner, or not the owner really, the Koyan who's doing the avoidu with this bird, what happens if he, post-Malika, he decided to go into the panimi with the bird? And maybe somebody, a photographer, will take a picture as he's going in. But the point is, Hechnisa, mashma, that it's psula. Oh, and that's the case, of course, if you're talking about the oif, the blood is still within the tzavra oif. So it's mashma from this braisa, the only pirchus went on its own, it's kosher. But if I brought it in, or the kohen brought it in, mashma, it's possible. Oh, so then we could be poishet the shalav rab oven, the chatas oif, shehichnas dom, about tzavara, bifnim is possible. Says he might know. Although you made a nice diuk, it's lav dafka. Why? Litamech, kabikotchi kudishim diktani. In the same braisa, it continues. What happens by kotchi kudishim? Kotchi kudishim, as you know, you're supposed to go and shech tidpa tzofain. What happens if pirchasa, it's not only the shchita has to be tzofain, it's the kabbalah sadam has to be tzofain. What happens if pirchasa, the animal post mortem after the shchita, he went and jerked and walked the yotzeladarim? For those of you who think that that is very, very unusual, I was in a shlachtos and I saw the shchita of a behema, and that behema, after the shchita, wanted to stand up and wanted to move. It was jerking around violently for at least 10, 15, 20 seconds, maybe even longer. So this is, by behema, it's much more common. I don't know the ba'oifis that you do a malika, that it would start flying, but efshiya. Anyway, so it says, iktoni, pirchas of yotzel adarn. What happens that the behema did not want the Kabbalah Saddam to take place in Tzofain, so it went and ran into the dark. Because, and then it went back into the Tzofain. The Allah is Ksherim. Now Rashi says, Lav Dafi V'Chozra, doesn't really make a difference as long as it's still in the Azara, of course it's kosher. It's only the yes, it's a prerequisite that the shechita kavod adam has to be b'tzofin, but when just because the animal wandered and went to the darim after the shechita, it's not going to make it possible. But so the Braisi used the term v'chazer. Otu, we talked about the bird is v'chazer. It's also v'chazer. Anyway, what's the dinsk shev? So now let's make the same deal. Ha'itzia, what happens if the kohen schlepped the animal from the tzofin after the shechita and took it to darim? That means it's psula. Is it really possible? How would it be possible? You can tell me it's possible to yoytze. Possible yoytze means if you took it out of the azara altogether. But the fact that you schlepped the animal after it was geshachten from tzofen to darim, that doesn't make it possible. Of course not.
Is the kabbalah happening in this hypothetical case? Is the kabbalah still happening in the tzofen? Or when the kohen schleps it to the darum, the kabbalah's adam is happening in the darum.
Since it's for chazir, they're going to go and do it itself. But even if it wasn't chazir, they could do it in the kabbalah in the darum, and it would, that doesn't passel the shechita passels, but the kabbalah's adam doesn't passel.
No, we had an ezel makomim. It's really in kabbalah's adam itself.
That's halacha in lechatchila. What about the
yevet?
Okay. So you're telling me hoytzia psula, but that's not the halacha. The hoytzia doesn't make it possible. It only becomes possible by yoytze if it goes outside the Azara. But as long as it's in the Azara, you can schlep it for tzofen, to darim, to mizrach, to marav. It doesn't passel the karp. And therefore, I see from this that the diuk that I tried to make from the reisha about the pirchas adavka, pirchas is kosher, but ichnis is possible. So you're going to make the same diuk. Davka, pirchas by the behema to the darim, then it's possible, then it's kosher. But if I were to schlep it into the darim, it would be possible. But that's wrong. There's no such thing. Rather, the reason why I should make a diuk is not a diuk of hichnisa as opposed to pirchasa, but rather chutz as opposed to pnim. That when it says in the reisha pirchasa v'nichnasa lefnim, as well as in the sefer gabi kotchi kudish and pirchasa yotzel ledoraim, it all comes to exclude a case of chutz. So elahai yotzel chutz is frichalei. The Hay Yatzel Chutz is going directly on the second case here of the Behema. The Pirchus of Yatzel Adorim, if it goes into the Dorim, it's kosher. If it went all the way to Lachutz, this Behema said, I'm out of here, and made a plate and ran outside the Shari Nikonor, or to another place on the Harabais, outside of the Azara, then it becomes possible. Oh, so it's Hachanami, same thing in the Reisha. When we said Pirchus of Nichnasa Lefnim, that's kosher. If it was Pirchus of Nichnasa, or not nichnasa v'yotze l'chutz, then it would be possible, it's trichale. So therefore, we have no raya, the diuk that you want to make, the pirchasa, as opposed to the haitzia, or ichnisa, that's really not a good diuk, or at least it's not muchach that that's the diuk, because the diuk could very well be, on the yotze case. To go and tell you that yotze l'chutz, that's in both cases, yotze l'chutz makes it possible. So you're going to go and tell me, and why didn't the Braisa talk about it? If the Pirchus is no groisa chiddush, let it just go and talk about it. Hichnisa lefnim, then happens to be ksheira. Well, in the case of the kodshi kudushim, hichnisa hoitzia from the tzof into the daraim, that's kosher. So what do I need to go and use the term Pirchus? Let it go and use the term hichnisa hoitzia, since you're telling me that's not immaterial. The chiddush. It's immaterial. Says Rashi, because it wants to tell you the chiddush. What's the chiddush? That what happens if Pirchus the Yotasa outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Azara, and then it comes back, or I brought it back in, Solkadaita Chamina, well, since I had nothing to do with it, the animal acted on its own. It shouldn't become possible, B'yotze, Kamash Malon Yotza, if it went out, whether I took it out, or whether it went on its own, the halacha would be that it would be possible. So it makes no difference, the Pirchasa Yotza Lidaroim, it's taka kosher because tough and darn nishkaf gemina. But if it's pirchas of yotza mi chutz la azara, then it's possible. That's a grosser chiddush, I would think. I'm onis rachmona patre. What do I have to hear? The behema ran away on its own. Nevertheless, since it went outside of the azara, it becomes possible bi yotze. Boy above it, a new case now, a new shaila. Nishbach al haritzba v'asofa mahu. Now again, this is a very, in practicality, it's a difficult case, but at least theoretically, it could have happened. And what is that situation? Remember, by Behema, we discussed that what happens if the blood of the carbon did not go into a mizrak, it went straight onto the ritzba. And now the person, oh, yo, there was no mizrak there. Koyin, why weren't you standing there being mekabel the dam? I'm sorry, I had to scratch my nose. I had a mosquito, whatever it was. So all the blood fell on the floor. and now I want to be ma'asif it. Would that help? Can I use
no,
that?
No,
it's a boss. You have to have Kabbalah Saddam. What happens if you have Kabbalah Saddam and a Mizrak, and after that
then
it's spilled out for the Mizrak?
Yeah,
you can go and put it together.
Erev Pesach.
You sit at the end, exactly. Fine. So now we're going to talk about the same question vis-a-vis the Chatzos Ha'Oif. The Chatzos Ha'Oif was ready, willing, and able to be a Hazor against the Kir, and instead what happened, the drop that should have hit the Kir fell on the floor. And I said, are we going to have this poor bird? It's going to just never be possible. We won't be able to do a Hazor. Oh, Asaf, I'm going to go and collect it from the Ritzbah, and I'm going to go and try to do a Hazor. That little drop, I'm going to try to be Asaf. Okay, again, on a practical level. Exactly.
Well, you scraped up with a sock in and just.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, you had the. This case was Azafet Toro Ben Yoina, and it had two drops. Anyway, that's the Shaila. Nishma L'Ritzvah Asafa, and he scraped it or he collected it somehow. Mal. What's the din? What's the Gemara Shaila? As we know, when it comes to the Chatzos Ha'Oif, there is no Klisharis. You go directly from the Tzavar onto the Mizbeach. So the question is. Mal, atzruchi hudle atzruchi rachmona klisharis. The Torah didn't require a klisharis because of the minimal amount of dam. So don't waste your time. Don't waste your kli. Don't even bother with it. So the Torah wasn't matzruchit. The Torah didn't parcel using a klisharis. The Torah just says there's no need for it. Ah, the hilkach. And if that's the case, oisvoi, you can go and collect it now. How are you going to go and collect it? As you said, with a knife or something. So you're going to use a klisharis now to get the blood off the floor, and maybe you're going to put it into a bowl, maybe you won't put it into a bowl,
scrape it against the Kirov's back.
Okay, or even if you don't scrape it, or you take the knife and you give a throw,
a flick,
and then maybe that little drop is going to come from the knife onto the Mizbeach. Okay, so therefore, Oysa Vagosh, there's no problem, because although the Torah wasn't matrichit, but if you have to use it under these extra difficult circumstances, so it's kosher. Maybe the Torah is saying, no, it's got to go directly, Hazor, from the Tzavar onto the Kiram Mizbeach, no intermediaries, no Kalim in between. The Hilkach and Oisva, if you're collecting it now with a new Kli, meaning with your knife, with your whatever, then now it's possible. Oh, it's like a good Tashayl. Amarav. Toshima, let's try to bring a Rai from us, from the Kibbutz Begodim. I would think that the chatas oif, the dam, should have the same kibbutz requirements, just like a chatas behima. No, I have a miyot to go and tell you chatas oif. No din of kibbutz. So to be so kadaitach, mifsel posel beirachmona. If you're going to go and tell me that a klishar is posels, typically, you know why it's posel, though, if salah be avir kli, and I don't need the zois. What does he mean by that? Mm-hmm. So you remember back on Daf Chofei, we had a lengthy discussion about dam, which comes into the avir, even before it hits the kli, even before it goes within the doifanois hakli. The question the Gemara asked over there was, what happens if the dam was spurting out from the tzavar behema towards the direction of a kli, and guess what happens? In the middle of the Zrika, the bottom of the kli fell out. So ultimately, the blood was not accepted in the kli.
It passed through it.
It passed through it down to the floor. It went through the kli. So Gemara asks, with the Avir HaKli, Kikolotami, as if it's the kli, even though ultimately it never fell into or never resided in the kli, it went straight through. But since at the time of the original Shechita, the dam went towards the kli, and at that time there was a bottom, do I see, say, just like by Hilcha Shabbos and Erevin, exactly, as if it's called it inside the kli, yes or no? We had a whole discussion over there, the Gabe Mizrak and the Gabe Chovius and the Gabe Paraduma water. You'll recall back in Daf Chofei. So the Gemara is saying now, I have the same type of situation. What's the type of situation? Every time when you have the Chatzos Ha'Oif, if a drop of that Chatzos Ha'Oif got onto, the Gemara uses the term Kli, because that's what we're talking about, what it really means is onto the Beged. And now, whilst it's going in the airstream, it's going in midair, from the Tzavar to the Beged, to the big daguna that the coin is wearing, so shouldn't it become already possible at that time? Assuming that you're going to go and say, Visolkadaita Mifsal Possel Beirachmana, that the Torah didn't say you don't need a klisharis. The Torah is saying that by a chatas oif, don't use a kli sharetz. It's osur, it passes the carbon, you have to go straight from the tzavar ho'oif onto the mizbeach, no intermediary. The reason why by kibbutz begodim we said that you don't have to have chatas oif is because of zois. I can give you a different reason. You don't even need to come on to zois. Typically, though, if salah be averkli, this drop of blood, even before it hits the beged, when it's still mid-air, in the airstream, it's as if it hit the beged already, because the averkli is kikli dummy. It's already been disqualified now from using for the hazor, because putting something, the blood of the chatas oif, inside a kli shor is pasal zir, according to this tzad. So that's the reason why you don't have to have kibbutz, because the only time you have to have kibbutz is asher yizeh olea, that it's royal hazor. But this blood is not royal hazor, even before it hit the kli. It became possible. How did it become possible? Because it's deemed to be within the kli, and when once it's in the kli, if you hold that the kli shor is passled, then the whole thing is no longer roi for the hazoi before it hit the beged. So the hazoi, of course, there's no din of kibbutz. It's not roi la hazoi by the fact that the pasuk used the term tamaloi mezois to exclude is the chayra raya that there is no psul in having it go into kli shoris. It's just unnecessary. But not that it disqualifies the dam. The dam is still perfect dam. Even if you collect it initially in the kli shoris, it would be fine. That's not what you should do. L'chadchila, you should go straight from the tzavar onto the kiram mizbeach. But if you put it into the kli shoris, no harm was done, except that you're not being mekayim in the l'chadchila. You're doing abed diyevet. So therefore, that's why I need the zois to go and tell us that the dam chatas o'oif does not require kibbutz. So l'chay have a good teraya that the kli shoris does not pasul. And therefore, if some of the dam of the tzavar falls onto the floor, take it up with your knife, your mizrak, or whatever, and use it subsequently for hazor on the mizbeach. Everything more nishkarai. I'm Rafuna Bered of Yeshua. You know why you need the zois? In the case, b'mad b'kliv etzavara, when you took the beged and you touched it directly onto the tzavar of the oif, without that drop of blood going mid-air towards the kli. So therefore there was never a second prior to going to the kli where you're going to go and say that it becomes possible, because it's in the avera kli.
It was immediate
on the spot. Since it was on the spot, there was no case of it. So the blood that went directly onto the kli was actual kosher hazo'a blood. It didn't become a possible a second before. The teretz, the beauty of the teretz, vis-a-vis the diuk of the kasha, is in the diuk of the kasha, we thought it became posel a second before it hits the kli, before it hits the beged. Yeah. Why? Because it's already in the kli shoris. And if yisal kadaitach, that kli shoris mifsal posel bay, so it's posel of blood. What do I need this ois for? Says he, well, no, it's talking about that there was never any intermediary of ear space between the tzavar and between the beged. The beged directly went on to the tzavar, and that's how it got spotted from the tzavar of the oif. Here I cannot go and say that this blood was not roi lazor. It was roi lazor when it hit the beged, when the beged touched it. It was absolutely blood that was ready, willing, and able to be muza. Unfortunately, this beged got in the way. But since it was kosher blood, so therefore I would think there would be a din of kibbutz b'makom kadosh, kamashmal on the word zois, to go and exclude it. Boy mine Levi. Levi has yet a new shaila. Nitiz mi beged le beged mahu. Oh, we have a ricochet situation. That first a drop. Now, here Rashi says we're no longer talking about an oif, we're talking now about a behema, right? So you stay tuned to Rashi. We is the Rashi, Zushayla. No, that's really the Teretz. The Beged. Oh, see, five lines before the end of the Rashi, the first word on the line, Le Beged. We're talking about Nitis, Beged, Le Beged, Bedam Behema Kamayr. Oh, so that's much easier. If you're talking about one little drop from a tzavar of an oif, that it should ricochet, go on Beged 1 and then go on to Beged 2, that would be a little bit difficult.
A little spritz.
Exactly. Must be a real big spritz. However, it's from a Behema. No, so then that is certainly possible. So you have some of the dam in the mizrak spritz, and there was so much of a dam that spritz that it ricocheted from beged 1 to beged 2. Ma, what's the din? Mi beged kama itchilei lekibbutz, since it went on, the initial drop of blood fell on the beged kama, since it hit the beged kama, it's no longer roi for hazor, it's only roi for laundering, since it's from dam behema, it came onto the beged. First thing we tell the kohen is, take the beged off, put it there in the mini laundromat somewhere there in the Azara, Chatas Makum Kaddish. So therefore it's Idchilei. You can no longer, it's no longer considered to be blood Asher Yizeh Aleha that you can use for Hazoi. You can't use it for Hazoi anymore. It's Tong Kibbutz. Oy Dil Malai. No. That truth of the matter is that this dam that fell into the first beggar did not become, although this taka din of kibbutz, but it doesn't mean that it's nifsal. Theoretically, what you can go and do is take it and wring it until the dam comes out and use that for hazah. Whatever stain remains, whatever blood remains inside the beggar, but it doesn't mean that once it hits the beggar, automatically it becomes possible for hazah. Maybe it's still kosher hazah. So what difference does that make? Because now when it comes onto the second beggar, it's still kosher blood, which is roi for hazah. And therefore the second beggar also requires the chabiz b'mokum kodesh. And those are the two tzedadim. So you say, idchilei lekibbutz, it's no longer roi lehazor, and therefore the second beggar does not require kibbutz b'mokum kodesh. Or demolai, or maybe not. Or malay. So he answered back. The Gemara doesn't tell us who Levi asked.
But it sounds like Rava.
Well, boy minei Levi, on the side it says that Levi asked Ravi. It's from Beinu HaKodesh. If you see ois yud in the Shinin Nuschois, boy minei Levi merebi. So now Rebbe's answering back. Oh, Malay, no problem.
They were contemporaries?
Yes. Levi was, and then Ksuvis. Levi, Shmuel, and Rav are all students of Rebbe. And Levi's the one who got crippled in demonstrating Kedah.
Yeah.
But they're all at the end of Mark Ksuvis. You have Levi and Rebbe. When Rebbe dies, it talks about his students.
Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Now, Zukti Gemara, Oh, Malay, Zu She'ela. Rashi says, B'loshen Michusa, he's giving him a compliment. Good gefregt, Levi, good gefregt, a very good question that you asked. If you have this ricocheting from beggar to beggar, do you have to wash out the second beggar? Zokti Mora, answer says, Revi, toim kibbutz, mamanafshach. Yes, the second beggar does require kibbutz mokum kodesh. Why? E oisvoy the kosher, if you're going to go and paskin, that like in the earlier shaila that we had, that when you're oisifit, we had a shaila, if you go and kratz it off the floor, the mush, like you said, with the knife, is it going to be kosher? Is it not going to be kosher? Do you say the klishor is pasels or not? Since we didn't answer the previous shaila, we left it as the boit leifshet. If you're going to go and paskin, oisifit the kosher, that if the drop of blood fell onto the floor, you can still be ma'asifit and still go and be machsher it in a sense, and use it for the hazor, because it's not, the klishor is doesn't passel. It's just it's not required. So if you're going to tell me oisiv kosher, ha kosher. So here too, if I would wring out the first beggar from that drop of blood, and the blood would come into, I could be ma'asiv and put into a mizrak, is the kosher blood, and therefore the second beggar requires the kibbutz b'makom kodesh. The oisiv you're possibly going to tell me the other side of the iboy that we asked before, that once you ma'asiv it and a klishor, it becomes passel. So then you would say, so then you cannot use it for hazor anymore, and therefore it does not cause the second beggar to have the chabad mokum kodesh. I know Rabbi Kiva severely. I hold, says Rabbi like Rabbi Kiva, the Omar, hoysalo shasa koshev and ifsala, doma to'un kibbutz. This is not what we learned in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we said that when it comes to dam, which is possible, it makes no difference. It had a shasa kosher, and then it was lona, or possible yitzia, or possible betoma, or whether it always, or it never had a shasa kosher, because for instance it was nispagel, they had a shchita which was and then they more gave, what was the third case that the Mishnah gave? It was niskabel al yedei psulim, so it never had a shasa kosher. However, Rabbi Kiva respectfully disagrees, and Rabbi Kiva holds, if it had a shasa kosher in Ifsala, the domaton kibos. Ah, so here too, even if you're going to go and tell me oisvoy is possible, but initially it was kosher blood, it was only subsequently that it had a potential problem, and it became oisvoy that you put it into the kli, and that's how it became possible. Ah, says Rabbi Kiva, if it had a shasa kosher at one time, even though nifsal afterwards, damaton kibbutz. And that's how I hold Rebbe, says to Levi, and therefore makes no difference to one beged le beged. If you're going to go and tell me that by hitting the first beged, it's no longer kosher v'azah. But before the blood hit the first beged, it had a shasa kosher, and therefore, damaton kibbutz, after all, not only the first one, of course, but even the second one, because that blood is roi l'hazah, even though it's possible. But it had a shasa kosher. Stop with the
Rebbe. Excuse me, just that last
Okay. Everybody have a wonderful day.